It's people coming from the north of Malakal. They are looking for safety, but they're also looking for food. And there's a huge problem of food insecurity, whereby civilians know that we do have food to provide on our bases and also come for this reason. So it's a combination around Malakal of food insecurity and physical insecurity.
What are they fleeing from the north?
They're fleeing the violence, the conflict. There's an area called Welshiluk, which is on the front line, basically, and they're fleeing that area.
How is the United Nations handling this influx?
Well, we're trying to mobilize everyone and every possible asset to be able to respond to the influx. The protection of civilian site in Malakal has been built for 18,000 people. So right now we've got more than twice as many. So we've got to find space to start with for them. And MIT has been given what small space was still available so we could accommodate these people. And we're trying to get the humanitarian partners on board to be able to respond to this massive sudden influx of people in Malakal. The good news, because there is one, is that we had been prevented access, the UN in general, we've been prevented access to Malakal since more or less June for the fixed-wing flights and July for the barges that were going up and down the Nile. Now, the barges up and down the Nile is a lifeline for Malakal. The roads are really hard to take to go so far as Malakal. The airplanes can't carry that much supplies, be it supplies for the civilians or supplies for the base to continue working. And so the lifeline is clearly, especially during the rainy season, the Nile. This has been authorized, and the barges have started going 3 days ago. So this is going to resume, which is good news.
So this is going to help thousands of people. Could you describe how South Sudanese are living inside the protection of civilian sites? Can you describe what their daily life looks like?
Well, what I can describe is mostly what the daily life is when there is the rainy season, like right now. Unfortunately, not everyone is on higher ground, and higher ground is very important during the rainy season, because when you're on higher ground, you don't get the floods, you don't get the stagnant waters, and you don't get all the waterborne disease that go with stagnant water, and I'm thinking especially of one of them, which is cholera. Unfortunately, again, as I said, this site was built for twice as less people as they are, and not everyone is on higher ground, so it means living pretty much in very muddy conditions close to water, and also having to find accommodation, which is really hard now because the place is overcrowded.